It wasn't only the cops I drew from. It was the killers, too. The first murder story I ever wrote was for the Daytona Beach News Journal. It was a basic body found in the woods piece in 1981. But later, that body would be connected to one of Florida's most notorious serial killers, and I became fascinated by what the cops I knew considered the ultimate kind of evil. Christopher Wilder was another serial killer. I wrote about him at length, and for a time it seemed that he took over my life. As he crossed the country in a desperate effort to elude authorities, I think I took on the same mix of urgency and dread those chasing him felt. It seemed that each day a new woman was abducted, or another body was found. It was a big story, perhaps the biggest of my career, but it was an awful story just the same. Sometimes the killers called me. The phony hitman who was convicted of killing and burying his wife called from jail to say I'd been too harsh on him. And then there was Jonathan Lund, the killer the police feared fit the profile of a serial killer. He was smart, articulate, and manipulative. He was also angry at women. The cops went all out to convict him of the one killing they knew about for sure. Lund used to call me from jail all the time, not just to protest his innocence, but to manipulate me, to try to find out what the cops were saying to me, what other killings they were telling me about. I remember hanging up the phone each time and feeling lucky that we were separated not only by the phone line, but by the concrete and steel of the jail as well. No person I have ever spoken to in my life was creepier than Jonathan Lund. It took all of these moments for me to be able to do what I do now. My experiences with cops and killers and days on the crime beat were invaluable to me as a novelist. There could not have been the novelist without their first being the reporter on the crime beat. I could not write about my fictional detective, Harry Bosch, without having written about the real detectives first. I could not create my killers without having talked to a few of the real ones first. Not all of the moments saw print in newspapers or in this collection. Not all of them could be written about. I remember one night at a Los Angeles crime scene where I was working backup to another police reporter. It was his story, and I was there to help out if it turned into something big. We were standing outside the yellow tape and waiting with many other reporters for the detectives to come out of a house where four people had been found dead. It was all we knew. Four dead. Some were children. We were waiting to see which way the story would go. I moved down the tape away from the other reporters. I was hoping to get a private audience because I knew some of the detectives in the house. That's what reporters do. They try to get something for themselves, something nobody else has. You stay on the beat long enough, and you get to know the detectives. It gives you an edge. When the detectives finally came out of the house, I waved to the one I knew best. He came over, and we spoke privately while the other reporters circled around the other investigators. The man I spoke to was a detective I had spoken to hundreds of times on prior cases. He was a good and tough detective in my estimation. I'd never seen him show much emotion, not even when I watched him at cop funerals. There were details of his personality I was already using for my detective Harry Bosch. "This one's really bad," the detective whispered to me. He told me the four people dead were a mother and her three young children, all of them shot in the head, all of them in the same bed. He shook his head as if not comprehending the crime. I asked if there was any evidence pointing to who did such a horrible thing. He nodded. "Yeah," he said. "She did it, the mother. She killed everybody and left a note." He then had to walk away from me, and I think I saw him wipe a tear out of his eye. And I understood in that moment some of the difficulty, danger, and nobility of the job. And I knew I had something more to give Harry Bosch.